And we're live. Welcome to the Amateur Opinions Fantasy Football Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Easy couldn't, well, we actually recorded. I recorded with Easy, but he had technical issues with Eskom and all that stuff. So, yeah. So I'm here doing this a solo mission, but that should be fine. I've done this before. Excuse me. So last week was pretty interesting. I had a pretty decent week, and it was all because of VAR. VAR actually helped me out. You know, having penalty takers in my team, surprise, surprise, it's proven to be quite fruitful and, you know, helped me out. Last minute VAR decision to give Bruno Fernandes a penalty that helped me. Surprisingly, he is quite the differential for me. I was the only one with him in my league. So that helped. Actually, there's two people who had him, including myself. And then I had Callum Wilson, who also got a late penalty. So that's been great. So that's testament to having penalty takers in your team. It always kind of gives you a freebie, especially with the way they're handing them out this season. But without further ado, let's go through the fixtures. So the first fixture we have is Chelsea against Crystal Palace. Chelsea has disappointed in terms of their attacking options. Namely, Timo Werner. I have a few friends who have, you know, they're fed up and they've sold him. Because you have a lot of other options that are doing well, you know, which ends up kind of, you know, why do I have him, right? So, and Crystal Palace have been solid at the back. So, you know, it's not a game week that you'd want, you know, Chelsea forwards, actually. So I would earmark this fixture as a day to actually sell Timo Werner. We'll discuss, you know, other striking options for this week following up. If you're short of players and you have a Crystal Palace defender in your team, I'd throw him in there. It's not a bad option. Next game we have is Everton-Brighton. Most people already have Calvert-Lewin. He scored a hat-trick in the Carabao Cup tie against West Ham. So he's looking pretty good, to be honest with you. So if you don't have him, I would definitely have him for this week. Or just for your team in general, because he's on form. He'll probably dip at some point. But I was an early adopter to getting him, and it's given me quite a few points, and I've gotten, you know, an appreciation in the value. And then from Brighton, I personally have Calvert-Lewin and Digne for this game. So would I transfer Digne in or Coleman? Probably not. Brighton can attack, and Everton aren't really keeping cleans. So Calvert-Lewin is my pick for this game. Absolutely. No one from Brighton. No, not really. Next game, I've got Leeds and Man City. Leeds are quite loose at the back because they like attacking. So definitely wouldn't have a defender there. From Man City's point of view, I would... My pick for this game is Raheem Sterling. He's historically very strong away from home, and it's a loose Leeds back line. And he's off the back of a very good attacking performance in the Carabao Cup. You know, so he's a solid option for this game. If you have De Bruyne as well, you know, he stays a great option, especially because he takes the penalties as well. So, but my pick for this game is Raheem Sterling. I've personally transferred him in place of De Bruyne. You know, and Sterling is playing as the furthest forward up front. So that's another reason to have him. I would actually keep a Leeds attacker in this, because also Man City haven't been solid at the back. So if you do have, you know, unfortunately I have Harrison, who, you know, is obviously on loan from Man City, so he can't play against his parent club. So unfortunately, I would have definitely started him. But if you have other Leeds forwards, definitely keep like Bamford in them. Keep them in. Next game is Newcastle-Burnley. So I've got Callum Wilson. I would actually love to sell him. I would have sold him for Danny Ings if I had the funds. Newcastle are out for me. They have 3 shots on target this season, and you know, 3 goals, fair enough. But I'll keep Callum Wilson for this game. But I wouldn't. I would definitely wouldn't transfer him in. But he is a penalty taker, so that helps. And then from Burnley, I see a clean in this game for Burnley because of the reasons I've just stated. That's all I can say for that game. I've got Leicester against West Ham. Vardy, obviously, off a hat trick. They're getting penalties left, right, and center. West Ham can't really defend, or really aren't defending well. So Vardy's a great option. Harvey Barnes, decent option. I've got Justin in this game. Castagne, obviously, great option. Castagne's insane going forward. So he's a mainstay in anyone's anyone's team. So I would keep him in. Justin as well. I've got Justin. So yeah, Justin, Vardy, Castagne are my picks for this game. Would I transfer anyone in? Yes. Leicester defender for sure. Next game I've got is Southampton, West Brom. I actually foresee something of a fairly high scoring game. Fairly. No clean sheet in this game, 100%. West Brom have proven to be pretty good. You know, they've moved away from the Tony Pulis template of being solid and not really attacking well. So, yeah, absolutely. My picks for this game are Pereira, right, from West Brom, and Danny Ings from Southampton. Danny Ings takes penalties. He's an all-around very good player. He's one of my picks for strikers this week. And because Southampton really leak goals, Pereira is my other pick for this game. And then I've got Arsenal-Sheffield. Arsenal defenders, easy. That's an easy one for me. I've got Rob Holding. He's starting. Sheffield haven't scored this season, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, Arsenal defenders all the way. Aubameyang, yeah, I've moved away from Aubameyang. It's too much money, and I reckon there's better options. He'll always score goals, but the fact that he doesn't really assist a lot is a bit worrying for that price tag as a midfielder. So, you know, you'd rather have Salah, in other words, than Aubameyang. Wolves Fulham is, that's potential mauling. Fulham are literally, they have no defenders. They literally just conceded 3 goals against Brentford. Obviously, Brentford is a good team. They played in the playoff final last season to determine who goes up. Fulham can't defend. So I'm picking Wolves for this game. I transferred Jimenez in. He's a captain option, but not my captain option. But he is a captain option. I really wanted Daniel Podence. If he's fit, I will take a hit to bring him in, 100%. Because I foresee a goal and an assist easily from him in this game. So I think it would be worth the hit. I would be taking out Harrison, who's not playing this week. I guess you could put in Traore as well. Not 100% keen on that move, because I don't see Traore as a double figure whole type of person. So if I'm taking a hit, I think it would be it wouldn't be a good move. Only Podence is worth that hit, and obviously Jimenez. Man U against Spurs. I sold Martial this week for Jimenez, so yeah, that speaks a lot. I'll keep my man Bruno in because of the penalties, and United does tend to get quite a few of those, especially with Rashford's form. Rashford is playing well, but he's an alternative to Bruno. But for me, Bruno is the man because of penalties. He takes free kicks, he takes corners, from open play is really good. So yeah, that's why I for me he's the only United player I'm really concerned with. And at the back, they're not keeping clean. So, and because they're not keeping cleans, I would have picked Son for this game, but I think that he's injured, unless he's fit for this game. But I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't transfer anyone in for this game. No. Aston Villa, Liverpool, Salah, easy. Salah and Mane. Mane played well last season against Aston Villa, so he's a great pick. I've got Salah, always a good pick because of the penalties as well. And his selfishness is lovely as far as we're concerned for our fantasy picks. So for captain, I've got Sterling as my captain this week. So my rankings go Sterling number one, Salah number two, Mane number three, and De Bruyne number four. Jimenez number five, Ings number six. Those are my top six options. So whoever you have of those six, whoever's at the top is my recommendation. You know, Salah will always be in the mix, but Aston Villa have been solid of late at the back, so that's why I've leaned towards Sterling. Yeah, so Sterling is my pick. Salah is closely behind him. Yeah, so that's it right here. Yeah, all the best with your picks, guys. It's been an interesting season so far, so I'm looking forward to it. I've had a good start for a change. I usually start horribly when I'm playing fantasy, so I'm enjoying that. But yeah, that's it. These are my amateur opinions for this amateur opinions fantasy football game week four. Yeah, so enjoy the week, all the best, and hope it works out. Peace.